The Four Cembali by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in the Prunksaal, the reception hall of the castle in this Franconian town of Ansbach, one of the highlight performances of this season's Bachwoche Ansbach, Bach Week at Ansbach in Germany. The artists who played the four harpsichords in this concerto are Gerhard Eschbacher, Eduard Müller, Heinrich Gurtner, and Karl Richter. From the reception hall in the Schloss, the castle, we'll transfer you back to St. Johanneskirche for the other Bach performance or performances of Bach. But it would strike you in certain sections of this small town that some of the streets and facades of the buildings are a ready-made stage set for Die Meistersinger von Nuremberg. Nuremberg itself, as a matter of fact, being only a few miles to the east of here. And Bayreuth, the home of Richard Wagner, from where we'll be broadcasting a few Sundays from now, a few miles to the north. From a corner of the square by the old town hall, we noticed, there's a vista where it wouldn't surprise you at all to see Hans Sachs sitting at his cobbler's bench, the timbered houses with their pointed roofs and gables, their stuccoed fronts with iron grill signs overhanging the crooked, narrow streets. It's a singular characteristic here at Ansbach, this contrast in architectural styles. Here they are, with the Bachwoche Orchestra in the opening chorus of the Christmas Oratorio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. From St. Johanneskirche in Ansbach, Germany, choruses and chorales from the Christmas Oratorio of Bach, as we recorded this opening performance of the Bachwoche Ansbach with the Vienna Choir Boys singing in the mixed choir with the Bachwoche Orchestra.
Again.
Skyball paint was the devil's saint, and his eyes was fire red. Good man had tried that horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I will not drag, but rode that till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western soil. I swore my heck I'd break his neck for the joke he gave my pride. So I swung my noose on Yokayus and once more took a ride. I turned around and soon I found his head where still should be. For since that I perhaps he shired, just don't care for me. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride em high and down you go, sons of Western soil. Let's see now. Hi. In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. There's a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that night to him. Now I will not brag, but I rode that till blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high, down you go, sons of the Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high, down you go, sons of the Western soil. In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. With a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that night to him. Now when he pranks with seedless pants upon Skyball's leather chair, I bet three bets that when Skyball quits that Jim will not be there. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western soil.
About that time that the Indians were, you know, that they got those guns, they sent the troops out.
Oh, I was just a kid then. I can remember some of them, but not too definitely. White Dog, I think he was a scout. That's what he said. He had a letter, or I'd call a letter, a Russian addiction. Said, Black Dog is a good Indian, but watch her words that affect. You know. Well, he used to come down. We used to do police duty, Maribel, at the Georgia State Fair in South Dakota. And they had I'd say 7 or 8 teepees of Indians there, and the other attraction. The Indians were kind of an attraction, see. And Black Dog would come down there early in the morning, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and stand at the gate where people come in. And he'd stand there putting it all day long like that. He just spread his stick. And the people come in. And I was in the quartermaster department. I was a quartermaster sergeant. A tent right about 40, 50 feet from the gate, see. Well, Black Dog used to come in the back of the tent, see, when I was there. He knew me in the way, see. He wanted coal oil for the rabbit, see. And he came in there one time, and there's a bunch of Sunday school kids come down from Aberdeen, from my hometown. Girls, they're all in there. They come in, and he'd say, oh, over there. So I got to go back and get them from the government property, you know, the coal oil, kerosene. He didn't show up for 2 or 3 days, so I see him up there, and I said, what happened, Black Dog? You don't come see me anymore. He says, white boy, too much squaw. I got a kick out of that.
You thought you were the
harem. You know, they got something in there. You shouldn't have anybody in your bunk, in your teepee. I got a kick out of it.
Well, Pat, tell us about that Indian business when the Indians got out that time and they got guns and so on.
Oh, well, they had I don't know whether you're familiar with the territory, Aberdeen and there's Selby, about 40 miles west of there.
Yeah.
Ipswich.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Missouri River over a little farther.
I never crawled on my hands and knees like, what's his name?
Oh, the frontier was
ebbing. I imagine a few Sioux bucks got a little bit too much stops, you know, and they thought we were going places. So they call out the troop of cavalry from Selby, that was about 60 or 70 men. They called Aberdeen, about 125, 130 National Guard there, see. We went. Fort Snelling here sent 200 or 300. Men there, cavalry and everything. Anyway, I would say there's about 2,500 cavalry men to about 115. They surround them, see.
Heroes.
We got them. Well, that's the last Indian fight I was in. The first and last. I think there were one shot fired. Somebody got a figure on it. Now that's a fact, man. You know, I thought so.
Well, when you were a kid.
Ray, do you remember that guy James I was telling you about on the Jim River there?
Yeah.
There was Tacoma Park, north of Aberdeen, about 8 or 10 miles. Meredith, this should interest you.
Listen, I have to help her get on this.
Yeah, it must have been funny to think of the ending of the Indian tribes and all that country, though. I mean, when I drove through there last fall, you could still feel. I mean, if you think about America, well, you can still feel the Indians.
Go ahead, Adanta.
Well, the Jim River, we're in Missouri River, see, but it's come down north of Aberdeen about 18 miles. It's the only waterway there over to the Missouri, see. Well, here was a nice grove of trees. There was a man by the name of James. It wasn't Jesse James, but it was a James. He traded. He traded with the Indians, and he got that plot of land there, see, right on the river. But these businessmen, they had to come to their horse them up. My own uncle included, Uncle Jim Pond. Describe it. Uncle Jim. Gideon Pond and him were buddies.
Yeah, they were the Pond brothers.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
They were wonderful people, the Pond.
And they got that. They fenced it in, and that was a Chautauqua. You walk in, cost you 50 cents. That was a lot of money in them days. Got in there, and you can't tell what happened. They had shell games and everything else to get the rest of the money out. By 50 cents.
They called it the Chautauqua?
Huh?
Did they call it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know, I took tickets up. I was deputy sheriff and everything else around there for a while. But this old man James had a cabin way down here. And I walked down there before this started. There was all garter snakes sticking their head up on the river, you know. I had a chance to run. I told you about that, Ray.
No,
I had a pretty good rifle and I had a pretty good shot. And I was trying to shoot the heads off. And old man James come down. They didn't do nothing to you, you know. Why shoot them, you know? Then he told me the whole deal. These Indians had traded him that whole, I don't know how many acres around there, or something. And that was his property. But these guys outsmarted him, they got away from him. I don't know what the score was. He didn't sound right to me. But anyway, they made a Chautauqua out of that, and then they put in amusement things, you know, to get anything to
do. Oh, funny they call it Chautauqua. That's so refined.
Well, that's the way the words are stuck to your life.
I'm never going to get that. I'll wait for the train to come and take them back to Aberdeen. Both hands were on the I didn't like that either.
Well, was he a murderer?
No. Well, suspicion murder. I don't know if they'll prove that. Then there was pickpockets, and then there was the old shell game, you know, where they used to have them peas on the shell. Mm-hmm. We walked into that one. Then the train pulled in. One side, on this side of the where they unloaded the train, was Chautauqua. On the other side was nothing, you know, just camp, you know, Indian, not Indian tents, but people that want to speculate. So here we were, I was deputy sheriff. The train pulled up. They started unloading on this side and I got nosy. I went on the other side, here was a guy taking beer off and whiskey and everything else on the other side. Well, I thought that was smart, you know, kids stuff. If I knew what now, I'd have gone over and got a drink. Guy had a resort over there with whiskey and everything else, see?
Was that illegal?
Illegal, yeah, at that time.
Was it prohibition territory?
No, yeah. But they were out, it was out of bounds or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, they didn't have a license for it. That makes a difference, too. Well, I went over there and I had a few drinks of beer, and then I come back and, you know, kid, I didn't think too much. So I spoke to Dr. Lacey, one of the commissioners there. So we go over there and we pinch the whole bench. I thought sure about that.
I
don't... My brother and I, we used to go up that gym river about 40, 50 miles.
Wait, tell her about Claire catching that pony in the Black Hill. That's a
well, that, yeah, that was an outlaw.
And his brother.
He went down with an outlaw in the Black Hills and trained it.
Tell her how it was, how the horse was killed and all that.
Yeah, he trained it. Brought it back to our way, you know, that horse of Neo, when he commanded Neo, you know, he had trained.
How did he catch it? You mean it was all by itself,
yeah,
an outlaw?
Wild. Yeah, an outlaw pony. And then he went to call on, what is her name, Mona Hall. A girl there at Hardway, but he was kind of sweet, I see. And she had a brother, Kid. They call it Kid Hall, I don't know, Dick Hall, I guess the name. And when he got off the pony, he took his gun and belt, you know, hung it over the saddle horn. And Kid Hall got out, come out, you know, while he was in talk in the morning. Pulled with a gun, shot the horse. But he didn't kill it. Claire come out, you know, the horse is suffering. He put him off.
Yeah, but he had taught it so he could ride at full speed, you see.
That's right.
Pick up a handkerchief.
He used to ride down through Aberdeen and lean over and pick up a drop a handkerchief somewhere. Pick up.
How about when he shot the street lights
off
of Aberdeen?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That was funny. I had a Dan Derringer. You know what they are in there, though? Two shot Derringer. Two barrels. Well, I don't know how, I was trading on, you know, Fulton. I used to play a lot of pool and gamble a bit when I was a kid there. I thought it was smart. Now I wonder. Well, I got this 22 or 32 Derringer. I don't know what. Well, anyway, Claire come in. They lived on, he lived on a farm with my grandfather out of Ordway, about 8 or 10 miles from me. Ordinary run for capital, didn't even think of it in the big American. And Pierre got the capital. But anyway, he's come in there. He liked that Derringer, so he traded me out of the Derringer. Clark could do wonders with me. Anything he wanted, he got it. There was a nice kid Derringer, two barrels. You know what they were? Barrel?
Yeah.
Two barrels, one bolt in each barrel.
I've seen them.
So, they had a policeman there that evening by the name of, anyway, he was a pal of my brother's, see, lady in the north. He was that policeman. So Claire, after he'd come in, you know, he'd have a few drinks and come up now to see mother and visit around, and he'd go out to Klein Street. Klein Street was the main street to hit the, what you call now, the highway to Hardwick, the road there. There'd be two shots. Bang, bang, and the lights would go off. Every place I really would go. Tim, what's over? Tim Bailey. Next day he says, he says, do you know anything about them lights going out there? What do you mean lights going out? Well, your brother coming from Warwick with him, his lights going out.